The Driscoll's marketing strategy is built around what we call the berry patch. So that's effectively having all berries together on the shelf at one given time. So when a consumer walks through the front door, that they see this berry patch concept. It's worked very, very successfully in other parts of the world. So we'll be looking to expand all of the berry range. Obviously, strawberries is new to us. We've had some success. It's only our second year of growing down here. And we'll be looking to grow that fairly rapidly because it is the biggest part of the whole berry category in terms of market share. Blackberries are another thing that grow exceptionally well in this climate down there, and as newer genetics come into Australia, we'll be looking to expand the range there, hopefully to expand the season that they're out, because availability at the moment is fairly short, sort of 4 or 5 month season. We'd like to be able to do what we've done in the past with blueberries and raspberries in particular, and where they're now 52-week supply situation within Australia.
Can I get you to perhaps lay out what acreage there is here in Tassie and how you'd expect that to grow in the next year or so?
A lot of our production down here is basically aimed for the mainland. There will be obviously export opportunities, and we're growing in another country, in Morocco, for instance. We've got a large farming footprint there, which is counter-seasonal to Australia in most ways. And we're looking at other countries like China and Thailand, and we're licensing our genetics all over the world. In terms of Tassie, obviously, a lot of work is being done at the moment to get market access from the mainland into China. Tasmania has got that access already. It's just a few protocols that need to be put into line. So we'll be looking to export at some stage out of Tasmania into Asia in particular.
So talking about China, obviously there was the free trade agreement that was struck. I'm sure there would be significant plans in motion. How much of the berry production from Tasmania will be going into China?
I'd say it'll be a couple of years before we do anything that's material in terms of volume. But I was actually in Beijing meeting with government officials over the market access situation when the free trade agreement was signed. So the Chinese have got a hell of a lot of interest in Australia in particular, and also in Tasmania. Obviously, the Premier coming down here to visit was a significant thing to happen. I believe that the Chinese market is something that will be a real asset for all Australians in the long term.
You mentioned market access. What issues are you facing in trying to get access into the Chinese market?
The mainland has got some issues with pest and disease, but we believe we can overcome that. We've done it in the past. We've got a history of exporting from the mainland to a lot of other countries with similar quarantine situations. But, you know, there's some political stuff that we need to get sorted out here internally in Australia. Just with priority of rating of, you know, there's a number of, obviously, commodities that are jockeying for positions to get into China, and which is, you know, a good thing for Australia. But from a blueberry perspective, we believe we've got a hell of a good case. It's a product that they really want. Look, you know, we just need to get some stuff sorted out here on the Australian side, and then hopefully we can make it happen very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, there's been probably about 3 years of trying to get into that market, but at the 11th hour, often that push has failed. It must be quite frustrating.
Oh, it is, particularly when you see the level of interest that the consumers in Asia in general, not just the Chinese, have got in our product. And we've got to work hard at what we do. We've got to stand behind, you know, everything we put out there in terms of the credibility of Australian product. And I think we've built a tremendous reputation globally for what the quality that we deliver out of Australia.
So to clarify, you don't see any berries going into the Chinese market in any kind of significant volume from Tasmania for another at least 2 years?
Well, I think we've got to get the volumes up to a level. When you understand the size of the appetite of the Chinese market and how quickly and rapidly it is growing, unfortunately with the high chill type genetics that grow down in this part of the world, they take 2 to 3 times longer than they do with the lower chill genetics that we grow up in the Coffs Harbour region.
If I could ask as well, are there plans to grow berries in China, and where are you looking to grow them?
Oh, look, we're looking around at the moment at the different areas within China. Obviously, if we were to take our genetics, and IP is always something that you've got to look at in that area, it would be probably down in the south. But in China, blueberries are grown far up in the north, which is climate similar here to Tasmania, around Qingdao area. And then obviously they come back down towards the southeast of Yunnan. There's areas here that other people are looking at growing.